Chapter 3. My Journey to Vijayawada. My childhood, tied up with the Raghu Gurukulam Nature Cure Ashram in Bhimavaram, West Godavari District, came to an end with my traditional style 10th grade education. From Bhimavaram, I boarded a train straight to Vijayawada. I was young and completely unfamiliar with the world. This was my very first train journey. I boarded the night passenger train. It was all new to me. The train began to move. A blind beggar's song. You call it yours, but where is your own nest? Little bird? Rang out, full of philosophy, as he begged his way beautifully through the carriage. For as long as that beggar sang and begged in the compartment where I sat, my eyes and my mind stayed fixed on him and on his philosophical song. Because I was sitting by the window, a jolt of the train made the window shutter suddenly slide down onto my right hand. The middle fingers of my right hand were cut open and began to bleed. The people sitting near me immediately wet their handkerchiefs, bound the wound tightly, and gave me first aid. I only came back to myself after being lost in the beggar's philosophy. Godavari arrived, whether because of my injury, or because I was young, or simply out of pity for me. The elders in the compartment brought me tea and water and looked after me, putting my shyness to rest. From there, questions came one after another. Who was I? Where was I coming from? What was I studying? Where was I going? And answering them. Before I even realized it, I had reached Vijayawada Station. They put me in a rickshaw to my address and waved me off. It was early morning, around 6 o'clock, the sky just beginning to lighten. I sat grandly in the rickshaw, but soon my heart began to pound, and fear set in. I did not know Vijayawada. The doubt crept in. Was he really taking me to the right address? Just then the rickshaw driver said something to me. Good. There is. I broke out in a cold sweat. Innocently, I told him I was going to my elder brother's house in Chittagunta. I sat quietly for a while, holding my breath. From the Chittagunta Center, along Viswalandra Road, near the entrance across from the Venus Shutter Company, at the street tap, I heard my sister's voice calling out, Brother! 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 I turned, and it was indeed my sister. Life came flooding back into me. I silently thanked the rickshaw driver. My sister, too, had come to stay a few days at our elder brother's house. My brother Bangaraju's house stood atop a hill. Near the main road at the foot of the hill was the street tap where my sister, waiting in line with her pot for water, glanced around and caught sight of me. The moment I saw her, my eyes welled up. Our brother's house was on the Chittagunta Hill. Climbing that hill was itself a new experience for me. That is how I arrived at my brother's house in Vijayawada. Just a few days after I got there, my sister went back home to Paduru. From then on, my sister's household duties at our brother's house fell to me. I grew used to fetching water at the tap. In this way, Bezawada, Vijayawada, became familiar to me. About a week or 10 days passed like this. My brother Bangaraju set about trying to find me work, because he was acquainted with someone who worked at the nearby Viswalandra daily newspaper office. Through that connection, I was sent, on a temporary basis, to learn hand composing, the setting of type by hand in the Swatantra Art Printers Division, which was affiliated with the Communist Party's Viswalandra newspaper. I learned it with great interest. Within 6 months, I had become a compositor and reached the point where I was earning a salary of 60 rupees.